Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thanks very much. This is 1053A, and as usual, we're brought to you by Persona Nutrition. You can find out what your diet is missing or not, and what you can take for your supplements. I use them. It's a free online assessment at Persona, P-E-R-S-O-N-A, nutrition.com, PersonaNutrition.com. Today, biggest news of the week is that cannabis isn't recommended by pain specialists for pain therapy. Why? Because there aren't enough data to support its use. That's right. Because it's been a Schedule 1 DEA drug, you can't get the same preparation in Colorado as you can get in Pennsylvania, as you can get in Ohio, as you can get in Louisiana. So they're different preparations. And whether they work or not the same is very tough to study. So you can study one in Colorado or one in the state of Washington, but they don't travel across state lines. That's the same preparation. And secondly, the randomized controlled trials of this for pain show no more efficacy, those that have been done, no more efficacy than placebo, meaning you give something with cannabis, you have a similar edible or non-edible smoking one with a placebo with no active cannabis, and you get the same pain relief. So that's why it isn't yet recommended by either official medicine or pain doctors. Migraines are tied to a higher complication rate of in pregnancy, and what that means is to make sure if you're going to get pregnant and you have migraines, to talk to your physician and to get to a obstetrician who is a specialist in complicated pregnancies, as the medicines, the type of delivery, and the obstetric complications increase in each of the trimesters. Drinking coffee, this is the Roizen rule for a younger you, and it is, in fact, number 20, drink coffee of a fast metabolizer, no additives, use a filter, is up to more coffee and even decaffeinated coffee, cut your risk of developing and dying from chronic liver disease by about 50%. That's amazing. Decreases the chance you'll develop fatty liver disease by 25%. And decreases Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, again by about 25%, decreases triglycerides, and decreases liver cancers. So very strong benefits from drinking coffee. The more, the better. Are there two antioxidants in coffee? Yes. Cafestol, C-A-F-E-S-T-O-L, is one of them. It's one of the antioxidants in coffee beans. It increases your LDL cholesterol, so that's why you need a filter. But prostate cancer goes down, breast cancer goes down, coronary artery calcium decreases, skin melanomas go down. A lot of good things from drinking coffee, even decaffeinated coffee. But remember, no additives, and always through a filter. What's the next top story of the week? Well, how about this one? The biggest decline in life expectancy occurred in the last year since 1917-18, when the Spanish flu. And it was much bigger in Black and Hispanic Americans. That's right, the life expectancy decrease, and by the way, the other large decline was American troops in World War II. But the mortality rate spiked by 23%, meaning there were 522,000 more deaths in 2020 than in 2019. And while white Americans lost 1.6 years, Black Americans 3.25 years, Hispanic Americans 3.88 years. Was it lack of care? Was it they were dying of other things? Well, it was all of the above. The great news is that, judging from past pandemics, these life expectancy decreases bounce back fast, and we get rid of the problem quickly. And that's the good news, if you will. So that's a help from just medical care in general. In other words, the pandemic doesn't doom a generation of Americans to badness. But remember, it was a lot of our bad habits, obesity, type 2 diabetes, all of these things where we pull the trigger that causes the problem. That is, although we may have the genes for it, we have to change lifestyle to cause it. Eli Lilly has gotten designation as a fast-track drug, expedited review from the FDA for their Alzheimer's drug that does the same thing as Biogen's. Remember, what Biogen's does isn't decrease clinical symptoms. It is that it decreases plaque, very expensive, $56,000 a year. Plus, in addition to the drug costs, you have to have an MRI every month when you get it. So much more expensive. That's another $36,000 a year. So whether it'll be used in anyone when it doesn't improve clinical symptoms, we don't know yet. Health systems saw a nearly 80% drop in antibiotics last year. Why? Well, people, by wearing masks, aren't getting the infections, and they aren't going to the hospital if they do apparently get minor infections and asking for antibiotics. Can your blood pressure medicine protect your memory? Yes, anything that keeps your blood pressure normal protects your memory. Well, that's it for the top news stories of the week. Remember, key story is drink coffee and you'll get younger. And I have one more key story. There's a multi-cancer early detection test in blood. It's coming along, not there yet, but it's coming along. This has been you, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast, 1053A, the latest news of the week, brought to, as usual, by Persona Nutrition. Persona Nutrition, I use it for my supplements. You can, too. Take the free online assessment at personanutrition.com to see if you're missing anything or nothing. Thanks, Caitlin, for great engineering, and a special thanks to you for downloading us. We'll be back next week. And by the way, we have a great guest talking about heat stroke and how to prevent it this week. Team physician for the Washington Capitals and I think the Washington Wizards as well. Talk to you later. Thanks for downloading us.